Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Remind us that freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes. And that's how long we're going to be with you, Mr. President, for as long as it takes.
President Biden was in Kyiv on Monday, marking the near one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden said his administration would continue to send aid to Ukrainian forces. Another round of more than $500 million will begin soon. While relations between the U.S. and China weaken, China is now considering offering military aid to Moscow. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky suggested a world war could happen if China supports Russia. Back at home, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Tennessee Representative David Kustoff are criticizing the Biden administration's decision to continue aiding Ukraine.
There's going to be tremendous pushback, both, I think, from the House and from the Senate, about additional expenditures for the Ukrainian effort.
Today, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in Gonzalez v. Google, what some are calling a landmark case that could bring serious changes and implications for internet law. The case argues tech companies should be legally responsible for the harmful content their algorithms promote. The case comes from a 2015 incident in which an ISIS gunman opened fire at a restaurant in Paris, killing Noemi Gonzalez, a U.S. exchange student. Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox fired back at Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who called for a national divorce among Republican and Democratic states, adding the lawmaker's tweet was evil.
We have to unify, and it's very important for us to do that because we have to prove to the American people that the Republican Party is the party that they can trust.
Green has suggested a national divorce and shrinking the federal government before. Governor Cox countered the argument by tweeting he thought the United States needs marriage counseling and argued healthy conflict is a part of the nation's foundation. In an interview, New York Representative George Santos admitted to fabricating parts of his professional background and said he didn't think people would find out because he got away with them during his unsuccessful campaign in 2020.
Well, I've been a terrible liar on those subjects.
House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has posed a potential security risk by giving Fox News' Tucker Carlson thousands of hours of riot footage from January 6th. Finally, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he will not be pushed out of his position as some GOP leaders pursue impeachment and argue Mayorkas isn't doing enough to secure the border. Mayorkas calls the move a political stunt motivated by disagreement over policy. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.